Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. Hope all is well out there. We had our second day of orientation. New York City, what it do? We back in full of the fact. The kids is learning. London is tuned into her little learning, the little 3K learning. Yes, we on it and popping, guys. And I just want to let you guys know that the Black Diamond is back. You know, I'm going to keep y'all updated each and every day that I feel like talking. You know, to keep you guys motivated, inspired, encouraged. And you also have to encourage yourself. I just want to let each and every last one of you know that I'm praying for you guys. And to all of you out there that lost loved ones, friends, and family due to the COVID-19, you are forever in my thoughts and prayers. Stay strong. We have been going through some tough times, guys. I mean, we have been going through some tough times. You understand? Like, this pandemic and this 2020, it's been a big eye-opener. It has really been a new change for us in the remote world. You know, so I just been like, hey, you got to roll with the punches and take the lemons and make some lemonades, you know? So, you know, if it ain't one thing, it's another. You want your crayons? Yeah, so you helping her? You helping her, Brooklyn? You helping her? Oh, okay. Make sure you help her now. Let her do her numbers. Let her do her numbers. Cut her thing back on. Say good morning to the people.
Good morning.
How was your second day orientation?
Good.
Good morning.
Say good morning.
Good morning.
You want your numbers?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Have a great day.
That's baby London. She's thinking that she's 5 years old instead of three. So we just let her be. But other than that, guys, I'm taking one day at a time. You know, like I said, we in the remote world right now. I'm trying to do my entrepreneur thing, my businesswoman, mother, balancing life and finances all into one. You understand? And trying to stay safe at the same time. So it is a big hassle. But hey, guess what? We got to do what we got to do. So like, you know, with me being advanced now in the business world, as far as like the little computer class that I took while I was away from you guys, I'm trying to take all that and build my advancement up into my own business office. I'm doing a lot of research right now in other parts of the world, other parts of the country. It's a lot going on, guys. You got to expand your way of thinking. You got to expand your way of thinking. And let me tell you something. I tell people this all the time. Knowledge is power. We all know that. Knowledge is power. If you don't get into the know, you ain't gonna never know. You understand? So what I do a lot of research, guys. I do a lot of reading. So like when the Congress is up late at night, I'm up early in the morning. You understand? I want to know what's been going on, what was said and all this and that. So, you know, I can stay in the know. And the more you know, the better things are. You understand? So like at the end of the day, just keep perfecting your crafts. I cannot even stress that a much, you know, or stress it enough to let you know that if you don't perfect you, then you can't perfect you, you know, without working on it. You know what I'm saying? You got to work on perfecting you. Like, nobody's perfect. But in the midst of our imperfections, God never forgets us. You understand? So that's one thing I'm grateful for. That's one thing that I'm thankful for his mercy. You know, his mercy upon me during the times that I want to lose hope. It's not easy being in a house with kids 7 days or, you know, trying to cope well. We get to get out, though. But I'm just saying in general, like, this was a whole big turnaround, you know. But, hey, we came through. We came through. We came up. And it's nobody but God. That's all I can say. What's wrong, Sugarfoot? What do you want? You want your milk? You want your chocolate milk?
Yeah.
Okay, go get your chocolate milk. You'll get to get your snack later, okay? She's trying to bribe me out of ice cream this morning, guys. But you know what? Little London is something. And she tries to give me a run for my money. But she got her own money in her wallet. She better run that. But not for nothing, guys. I want you guys to stay encouraged. Stay healthy, stay wise, and stay mindful of others. It's a lot of us out here that's violating the social distance rules. It's a lot of us that's not been doing anything during the pandemic to keep ourselves safe. And guess what? Let's start making a change now and show some gratitude and support and love towards the ones who done lost loved ones, who still got a weary mind of like, okay, where does COVID-19 come from? Or how can a little cold just kill somebody or this and that? Like, those, these are the type of things that I'm hearing from the universe. And I'm sitting here like, God, well, we don't know the answers, you know. But all we can do is politic, talk. But with me, I'm going to pray for better days. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, me being in New York City, which is my second family, my second home away from the country, Carolina Queen, you understand? But at the end of the day, New York, we really fought this thing, you understand? With all the people that lost loved ones and friends up here, we fought hard. New York, you rock. And to the mayor and the governor of New York, you rock. Because every day, I'm thankful for all the resources, all the things that came through for me. When I tell y'all, I've been blessed the whole pandemic. God came through for me, and God blessed me with some special people in my life that came through for me. I'm forever grateful. And when you forever grateful and thankful, nothing will never tear you down. You know what I'm saying? Now let me take a good cup of this coffee, right? Sip of this coffee right here. To all my coffee lovers out there, good morning. Put some Black Diamond in that cup. Yeah, guys, but like I said, guys, I miss you guys. It's been a wonderful summer with me and the girls during the pandemic. And we're just trying to get back on top, do what we got to do, you know what I'm saying? Get back in the school year full of effect so my fourth grader can learn all she can learn. My little 3K learner can learn all she can learn and, you know, still survive out here. We're trying to see Thanksgiving and Christmas healthy, too. Me and Brooklyn got birthdays coming up. My daughter done turned 21 over the summer. My son turned 18. So, you know, I'm thankful, guys. I'm blessed. I really can't complain about anything. Like, I ain't rich yet. But your girl going up the ladder. Yeah, guys, I'm full of energy this morning. And I want you guys to be full of energy and life as well. And to all of those that's going through something right now, I want to give a very, very special shout out to my mother. Very strong, phenomenal Black queen. And mama, I just want to let you know this right here. I always love the strength that you provided and instilled into us, your children. And I know that my strong will and my strong backbone came from my mother, you know. And my dad was a fighter, hard worker, you know what I'm saying? So I came from some good parents. So I already know to go back to what's good when I done been through so much bad. You understand? Follow me. But I want to give you guys some positive waves this morning. So I'm going to give you 30 ways to manage stress and stay grounded. This is something I was reading up on. It says, practice positive self-talk. Take a long, warm bath or shower. Look at a work of art or celebrate your creativity. Express yourself with a drawing, painting, or a sculpture. Watch a movie. Go dancing. Go on a nature walk. Read a poem. Quit trying to fix other people. Celebrate your greatness. Stand up and stretch. Exercise. Avoid people, places, and things that stress you out. Write in a journal. Create a vision board with images and words to highlight your goals. Associate with positive people. View stressful situations from a more positive perspective. Listen to music or learn a new language. Build a support system. Get organized. Commit to your decisions. Visualize your winnings. Picture yourself winning in a peaceful place. Prepare yourself for a stressful event. Anticipate the problem. Believe in a power that is greater than yourself. Practice some relaxation techniques. Learn how to say no. Play your favorite game. Play with a pet. Take a moment to reflect on all the things you appreciate in life. Do something you enjoy. Use your sense of smell to enjoy the scent of an orange or a lemon. Anything to keep yourself stress-free. Hamusa! And move on! And move forward. And to all my people out there, keep pushing forward. Keep perfecting your grasp. Keep praying. Keep doing anything you got to do to keep yourself on top. I'm proud of each and one of you. I believe in each and every one of you. And I know together with a team of unity, we can do anything. Understand me. To all my podcasters out there, to all my listeners out there, Black Diamond want to let you know. I love you guys. Stay positive. Stay encouraged. Okay, stay on top of your health facts. And y'all already know what I tell you all the time. Drink a bottle of water for me. Rinse out those impurities. And you know what? You know who my favorite friend is. Ginger. Yes, Ginger. That's my friend now. That's my friend, girl. okay? You can throw Miss Ginger on that stove. And you know, a lot of y'all, I told y'all this before in one of my other episodes. With the ginger, you boil that ginger, right? You can peel that ginger, mash it up, and make you a little paste, right? And, you know, you probably can add you a little coconut oil or whatever you need. And you can rub it right on your skin. You might be in some arthritis pain, or you might have some type of injury somewhere on your body. Listen, it's good for pain, inflammation, whatever. It's a natural healing. I'm telling you now. And you know I love my spinach. Got to have those greens, your salads, whatever, guys. Keep yourself immune up. Keep yourself immune up. And I want to let all of you know that no weapon formed against you or me shall prosper. Because guess what? God got to say so in every situation. So understand me. So understand me. Understand me. Understand me. Okay? COVID-19. God got this. Okay? Yes, we have lost a lot of good people. We lost a lot of good people. Look, and take those little styrofoams so she won't slip. Okay. Okay, do your learning so you can be very smart. Yeah, look at your phone inside that jacket. Yeah, right there. Okay. Yeah, so, you know, guys, like, I'm just trying to keep me going, you know. I got a few business meetings that I got today. This, like I told you, the virtual world is really turning up for me over here in New York City, baby. I'm trying to tell you, like, we on Zoom with everybody. Amazon, Workforce One, MTA, NYPD. Like, we doing job fairs. We doing interviews. We doing everything over here in New York. We actually have job work centers here that's doing stuff remotely. And what's wrong, Sugarfoot? Okay, in a minute, okay? As soon as I finish the podcast, okay? Okay, you want to tell the people have a great day?
Have a great day.
Okay. Yeah, she's about to start her little whining episode because she wants that ice cream in there. It ain't even 12 o'clock yet. She just ate Dunkin' Donuts. But you know what? These kids, if they want to have Disney Worlds and ice cream parties every day, they would. They would do it now. You think they won't? But not for nothing, guys. Let's stay positive. To all my New Yorkers out there, we'll be getting our what? Pretty soon. We'll be getting our children back into school. As soon as this infectious disease is under control, we'll have our kids back in them classrooms, up and ready to go. We're putting together some modular plans now. Some kids will be doing like a few days in school, a few days at home. I chose for my daughters to do fully remote right now so we can see what the fall brings in. Other than that, guys, we're just trying to stay aware and awoke. You understand? I want each and every one of you to know that I love you. I'm praying for you guys. Stay encouraged, stay motivated, and stay on top. Until next time, you rock!